30th birthday of Prince Charles tonight.
They say
rumors suggest that he might look for a bride.
They say
smile for the camera, turn your heads this way.
They say
all we want's a shot that we can print the next day.
All the paparazzi want are pictures that will print the very next day.
Pictures worth a thousand words.
They say
scandals and lies based on what someone else heard.
They say
tabloid reporting doesn't care if it's true.
They say
they're banking on the fact the public hasn't a clue.
All the paparazzi want our pictures, and the details we provide are few. So the public only catches a
long before Diana became a princess, she was Lady Diana Spencer, a descendant of King Charles II of England. As a young girl, she had a huge crush on Prince Charles, so you can imagine her excitement when at age 17, she is invited to his 30th birthday gala.
It's a glorious evening. Invited and more, he makes girlfriends he adores as he searches to find his mate. There's excitement all around, can Cinderella be found? Who would you nominate? It's a glorious evening, and we all feel like dancing to celebrate, because this is such a royal night at Buckingham Palace.
Handsomest prince of all. I dream of a life that we could have if only he were mine. I know I'm just a silly girl who spends her life in a dreamy world, saving myself for someone I hardly know. But I believe in the prince and me. I believe we are meant to be, and I believe in the photo on the wall. The
glorious
girl,
Just once in my life, I'd like to be the master of my own destiny. Just once in my life, I'd like to have a say in my future. Wouldn't that be the day?
Charles, you were born to be king. You know the duty that brings. You must provide an heir to the throne.
Mother, that is an impossible task. Finding a woman with no past to accommodate me and all I must be.
Charles, you are the future king of England, and it is time you found your queen.
Just once in your life, I would like you to be responsible, not so fancy-free. Just once in your life, I'd like to see you take the bull by the horn and find a proper wife.
You're asking a lot of one woman.
That is the price of the position.
Excuse me.
Philip, you are too hard on that boy.
He is not a boy, he's a man.
Philip is right, Mother. Charles needs to take a stand.
Sometimes he struggles
with his destiny.
He needs to be stronger, more manly, like me.
Here I will make a mistake for the future of the monarchy. Where is the In my life, I've always felt so lost, so alone. My uncle, he became the father I had never known. Then he was killed. I was in shock and left alone again. Angry at the world for taking this great man. I couldn't make sense of it. Now he's gone.
One moment and he's gone forever.
Now he's gone.
His love for you will last forever.
Now he's gone.
It's okay, sir. In my life, I've always felt so lost, so alone. When I was 6, my world collapsed when Mommy left our home. But my granny, she came to me and turned my life around. She gave to me the love that I had never found. But then she died and now she's gone.
One moment and she's gone forever.
Now she's gone.
Her love for you will last forever.
Now she's gone.
Amazing.
What?
You seem so much older than your years. Are you sure you're only 19?
Yes, sir.
Diana, you were so fortunate to have your granny.
And you, your uncle, sir.
We were so blessed. They came to us and turned our lives around, giving us the love that we had never found.
But then they died.
different from all of those boys I've seen around. He's such a man. He's more charming and worldly than anyone in this town. And he treats me with respect and dignity. And he's always a real gentleman. He bowed and took my hand. Oh, he's the manliest man that the world has ever known. He's such a man.
I'm going to go and freshen up.
She's quite a girl. She's so different from all of those girls I've known before. She's quite a girl. So young, yet so insightful, way beyond her years. And she listens to me when I speak to her.
Speak to her.
She's charming and jolly and fun.
And fun.
Attractive and sweet, no boyfriends to speak. Yes, she might be the perfect mate. A lovely girl.
Where are you off to now, Dutch?
The royal yacht.
But you hardly know the chap. Does he come from a good family?
He's such a man.
She's quite a girl.
He's so different from all of those boys she's seen round. He's such a man.
She's quite a girl.
He's more charming and worldly than anyone in this town.
And she listens to me when I speak to her.
Speak to her.
She's charming and jolly and fun.
And fun.
He bowed into my hand. He's the manliest man that the world has ever known. He's such a man.
She's quite a girl.
A lovely girl.
He's such a man.
She's quite a girl.
A lovely girl.
She's quite a girl.
Lifetime, I've been many places, I've seen many faces that drift on by. In this lifetime, I've heard many voices, I've made many choices that shape my life. And when I saw you standing there, I knew that I had found my way. Please won't you take my hand and help me understand.
Diana, I have grown very fond of you, and I have something rather important to ask you. Now, you may wish to think this over, but I wonder if... would you marry me?
Oh, sir, yes, please.
Now, you do understand that someday you will be queen.
Yes, sir. Oh, I love you so much. I do. I love you so much.
Splendid. I must phone the queen. She'll be delighted.
And when I saw you standing there, I knew that I had found my way. Please, won't you take my hand and see me through? I know there's nothing in the world that we can't do. Together we'll be strong and live our lives as one.
He's in love with me. I can see the rainbows in the sky. I can feel the clouds passing by, because he's so in love with me. Now that he's in love with me, I won't feel so lost and so alone. And I'll turn his house into our home, because he's so in love with me. He'll be such a smashing and utterly dashing king of all the land.
soon.
The Queen has requested that I move into Clarence House to prepare to become a princess.
You're going into training?
Can we take the course?
Oh, Princess Dutch!
Now that he's in love with her, he's always been the man of her dreams, and he's so in love with her.
Is my life through? Oh, what am I going to? What am I going to? What am I going to do?
The whole world's spinning around me. Do I love Diana? I don't have a clue. The whole world's spinning around me. What have I done? What did I get into? I cannot disappoint. I will not disappoint the world around me.
The whole world's spinning around me. What am I going to do? The whole world's spinning around me. I don't have a clue. I cannot disappoint. I will not disappoint.
I will not disappoint the world around me.
You're listening to the original soundtrack of Princess Diana the Musical by Karen Sokolov-Javich. All of the songs featured are listed in the description of this episode. Now, back to the soundtrack of Princess Diana the Musical by Karen Sokolov-Javich, right here on Princess Diana the Musical Radio.
Yeah.
always be filled with love and prayers from above as they begin their fairy tale.
We live to see the future of the monarchy, and we thank our lucky stars.
Officers to dine with us tonight. I hope you don't mind.
And he's always a real gentleman.
Darling, now that we're married, you don't have to call me sir anymore.
He bowed and took my hand.
Do you like my new kilts?
He's the manliest man.
Want to see my muscle?
That the world has ever known. He's such a man. He's such a man.
Well, darling, we should be landing on the shores of England in just 2 short hours.
Oh, Charles, I thought on our honeymoon we'd be able to spend more time alone together and...
There will be plenty of time for that, darling. I have spoken to the Queen and we must return as scheduled.
Yes, sir.
Diana, you do not have to call me sir anymore.
Yes, sir. Oh, is that a photograph of me in my bikini? You brought a picture of Camilla on our honeymoon? How could you, Charles?
Diana, it's just one photo of her. It doesn't mean anything to me. Look, Diana, it's just a photo of a time from my past. You're my future, you're my queen.
Charles, you told me you were over her.
I am.
Charles, I am your wife.
No.
I'll be damned if I sit back while your relationship's intact with that woman.
She's in my past.
I am your wife.
You are my queen. She's in my past.
I am your wife.
You are my queen.
I need help, please. I can't do this all alone. Charles, I need help, please. I don't feel this is my home. Charles, won't you help me? I thought we were a team. Why can't you look at me?
Diana, correct me if I'm wrong,
but I don't think you need help at all. Look at the crowds. They absolutely adore you. Aren't you satisfied with the public's affection for you? You smile, you wave, and wear a pretty dress, and they love you. I should think that would make you extremely happy. What else? What else could you possibly want?
Charles, I don't want the crowds. All I want is you. Darling, I'm new, that's all. I just care about you. Charles, please don't dismiss me. I'm drowning in my tears. Charles, I'm begging you. I can't live with all these fears. Charles, you are my husband, and I need you desperately. Please, won't you help me?
Please, stop your whining and crying.
Please, won't you care for me?
I cannot tolerate your incessant depression.
Why won't you look at me?
Goodbye, Diana. I cannot be late
anymore.
On this 21st day of June, 1982, a son has been born to the Prince and Princess of Wales, Prince William Arthur Philip Lewis, second in line to the throne.
What a grand celebration for all of London, England. What a grand celebration for all of London, England. We're here to celebrate the birth of a baby on this earth, Prince William, heir to the throne. There is excitement in the air, you can feel it everywhere. The monarchy has finally grown.
We hear the prince is quite a dear. We hope he's got Diana's ears.
Look, a new star is born, a miraculous baby, the future king of our country. This is the celebration we've been waiting for in all of London, England.
Like I'm once danced with me. Please,
or are you in hell?
only one for me, always on the Grand Marquis.
Hi, Princess Di.
You've got style and charm and grace, no one else can take your place.
Hi, Princess Di.
Yes, you're the one for me.
You always keep a smile.
Just once in your life, I wish you could see the reason behind the monarchy. Just once in your life, I wish you'd learn your places by my side, not being a public disgrace.
Charles, it was only a surprise.
Face the truth, no more lies.
I just want you to be proud of me.
There's so much you must learn.
What about me, Charles? When's it my turn? And why don't you stand by me?
We will discuss this more later, Diana.
No, Charles. We will not discuss it at all.
Just once in my life, I'd like to
why
be
did I marry her?
Married to someone who loves
I
me.
I should have married her.
Just once in my life, I'd like to be in love. For me, not for duty or God above. I will play
what a silly game. She is
be
my
his wife, if only in name. And the princess of Wales are in name.
When will I be the king?
travel everywhere.
Diana, you've got style.
The limelight Charles doesn't want to share.
Diana, you've got style.
Smile for the camera, turn your heads this way.
Diana, you've got style.
All we want's a shot that we can print the next day.
Quite a statement, she's pure entertainment to all.
Diana, you've got style.
We know a girl who razzles and dazzles and spickles and spackles us all. This wondrous girl has become a legend in time. God's gift to fashion design. What a babe, no matter style, the length, the cut, or the hue. These clothes will be smashing on you. You'll captivate such a royal babe.
Such a royal babe.
We know a girl both shy and vivacious and somewhat flirtatious to boot.
Diana, you've got style.
We know a girl extremely curvaceous.
Could be a star in Las Vegas, what a hoot!
We know a girl who creates her own look.
And wow, what a look she creates!
We know a girl the moment she walks in the room. Such a royal babe. We know a girl who always knows what to choose, always gets rave reviews.
Look and see.
We know a girl who's in a class of her own,
like a queen on a throne.
To me, cries to me, and sighs to me. I thought she'd need me less, try and do her best, not be a pest.
That's enough talk of Diana. The only one who matters is William. He's the future king of England, the heir to the monarchy.
To the monarchy. Monarchy.
She's more than a star. She's a phenomenon.
She's a phenomenon.
Didn't I tell you?
A phenomenon.
See, I told you.
Never seen anyone as big as Monty Python.
A phenomenon.
She's a royal show.
A phenomenon.
Out of control.
A phenomenon.
Bigger than Jackie O.
Oh, a phenomenon.
She relates to the common man. She understands and holds her hand.
They'll follow her any place just to see her face. What a disgrace.
They continually call her name. She plays their game.
Going insane. I only wanted a wife, didn't ask for strife.
She's larger than life.
That's enough. No more talk of Diana.
The only thing that matters to me is Prince William and his future sibling.
I don't want to hear any more.
Charles and Diana have a new son. Prince Henry Charles Albert David is the one.
They say
they say.
The Queen and Philip are full of delight. Charles has finally fulfilled his birthright.
They say, they say.
England rejoices at her two choices.
They say, they say.
Prince William is the heir.
Prince Harry, the spare.
Adds joy to their royal life.
They say, they say.
The Princess of Wales is truly depressed. Her marriage to Charles is quite a mess.
They say, they say.
Why can't all the King's horses and all the King's men put Diana and Charles back together again?
Loves them, hold their hand and listen to them.
got to leave her alone, leave her alone, leave her alone. She's a prisoner in her own home, in her own home, in her own home. I just can't go any place without you flashing in my face. Whether I'm with my boys or with my friends, you are there everywhere in my hair. It's just not fair, it's just not fair. You've got to leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone. Why don't you bloody go home, bloody go home, bloody go home? You need to get a life, go pick on someone else's wife. Let Diana try and lead a normal life. You are there everywhere in my hair. It's just not fair, it's just not fair.
Maybe we should leave her alone, leave her alone, leave her alone. She's the future queen on the throne, queen on the throne, queen on the throne.
Unfortunately, the paparazzi does not leave Princess Diana alone. They know that the public cannot get enough of her. The people are not only mesmerized by her beauty and her style, but they are drawn to her because of her compassion for others. During one of her many hospital visits, she speaks to a man with AIDS and gives him a hug. And with that one hug, she does more for the cause of AIDS than anyone has ever done. And in doing so, she gives hope to millions.
I will always walk with hope in my heart. There is nothing at all that will keep us apart. As I'm walking through life, I will take what it gives me. As I'm walking through life, I will give all I can. I will live with it all, good or bad, I'll stand tall, and I won't take a fall through it all. And I will always have hope in my heart. I will always have hope in my heart. I will
sadness around us, no place to call home. But we mustn't lose sight of the goodness inside us, and we mustn't lose sight of the love deep within. We will live with it all, good or bad, we'll stand tall, and we won't take a fall.
To be your mummy. You're not the little kid you used to be.
You've shown me that I should always be me. Thinking with my heart is what you've given me. What kind of king? What kind of king would I be if I only thought of me?
You're not the little kid you used to be. I've learned a lot from you and Papa, you see. An exceptional king, Wills, you will be.
We've lots to do for our family.
We've lots to do for humanity.
You're not the little kid I used to be.
The things we do, the things we do.
Too thin. I laughed too much. I cried too much. I was too stylish.
I wasn't stylish enough.
I'm going to lose Andrew. I never had Charles.
I was too outspoken.
That's for sure.
We spent too much money.
Diana!
Her Majesty is calling. I must go.
The things I do, the things I won't do, won't do, won't do for England.
There was a time when all I wanted was to hold you and kiss you and never let you go. There was a time when all I wanted was to touch you and love you and feel you around me. So there was this time, not so very long ago, when our love seemed to be right. It seemed to take flight and grow. Please tell me what happened.
Was I ever in love with her?
That we became.
I just don't know.
Or was it some?
Or did I marry her?
When I first knew.
Just for show.
And the colors of fall.
Had I given her half the chance?
When I first gazed.
Could we have had our romance?
Or had spree.
Could we have danced?
A time.
Did I ever want her?
And all I needed was to see you.
I don't think so.
Be with you.
I just don't know.
And never
forgive me, Diana.
There was a time.
Did I ever love her?
And all I needed was to love you.
I don't think so.
Think
I just don't know.
And
what kind of man.
Just don't know. Please tell me what
is over.
They say
the fairy tale that wasn't is no more.
They say
life is rarely what it seems, because we all have different dreams. The fairy tale that wasn't is no. I can see I must let go of the past and be free. For once in my life I will spread my wings and find the courage to do anything. I will help my fellow man, mending hearts where I can. There are so many hearts needing love. I know our marriage wasn't meant to be.
See you.
You've been listening to the original soundtrack of Princess Diana the Musical by Karen Sokolov-Chapich. For more information on this outstanding production, just go to princessdianathemusical.com.